Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Onion News Network.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. As always, take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. That's the caller line. Not quite sure yet if we're taking calls. I'm going to hopefully find that out here very soon. We learned last night, quite to my surprise, that our dump button is not working when someone called and unleashed an expletive that I was unable to dump.
That's not good.
No, it's not good at all. But, I mean, you know, you can set things up so that they work. And you can set things up so that they work correctly.
Mm.
Things were set up so that they worked. They're a little bit more correct today. So,
hopefully, cross our fingers.
Crossed, right? So, I decided I was going to just, you know, throw out a simple test. And that would be to say a word.
LRN.FM.
And attempting to dump it. Hopefully, that went through just fine. I don't know, but I guess we'll find out here in a few minutes. I don't think it did what it was supposed to do, at the very least. But we'll find out here in the break and let you know whether or not we're taking phone calls. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Bonnie.
And Chris.
And it would appear that I'm sick. I don't know if I'm sick or if I'm just tired and overworked. Right.
Okay.
Or both.
It could definitely be both, or, you know, just tired, you know?
Well, we know that one person affiliated with the show tested positive for COVID-19. It seemed to have been spread to Mark and Captain as well. And yesterday, I had no sense of taste at all. Like, I got curry Indian, and I couldn't taste it.
That is a good indicator that you probably are sick with COVID. So.
Yeah. And then I went to a Dutch restaurant here in Keene called Fritz to get lunch today, and I didn't taste it either. I still can't taste anything.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Yeah, on top of that, you know, there's the fatigue, exhaustion, body aches. But all of that would also be normal for someone who worked 80 hours last week and has already put in, like, 30
hours. It's the taste thing that makes me think you're almost certainly infected. I don't know about you, but I don't really lose my taste, even when I'm not feeling so great. So, I am...
Well, I have known issues with allergies, especially here in New Hampshire. Okay. They weren't an issue.
And do the allergies normally cause you to not have issues tasting stuff?
To an extent, I mean, they can affect your sense of smell and stuff.
Okay.
But my sense of smell appears to be mostly unaffected. But I don't know. I'm a smoker anyway, so I don't have much of a sense of smell.
Okay.
So it's all very, I don't know. But I don't feel very well. I'm very tired.
Yeah. I can't say I've felt sick yet at this point. So that's good. But, you know, it's in the back of my mind. Like, is my voice going? Because I'm sick, or is it like...
Well, yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's probably just because I was talking so much yesterday, and I've worked 20-something hours yesterday from the time I got up to the time I went to bed, so, and I talked to a lot of people, so...
I mean, I'm a lot more hoarse and a lot deeper than my voice normally is,
yep.
But that's also very easily explainable by just exhaustion.
Yeah.
I mean, I was up at 9 o'clock this morning going to work at my other job, because on day shift on Wednesdays I work day shift there. And I still don't go to sleep before 4 o'clock in the morning. So, running on 5-ish hours of sleep anyway, who knows, man?
Yeah, yeah.
If I do have COVID, that sleep pattern is not doing me any favors.
Well, I think at least the two of us are taking a risk being here. I don't know about Bonnie. I think Bonnie has already come down with it. Is that right, Bonnie?
In October, I'm pretty sure I had it. I mean, I didn't get tested, but I couldn't taste or smell anything.
Yeah,
like,
that's
at
a pretty
all.
Good indication you probably had it. Yeah, so, yeah, it's there's a chance I may end up... being sick too, which will be interesting. So, but you're feeling good enough at least at this point to do the show, apparently.
Well, I mean, I don't have a choice. Mark and Captain are out. If there's going to be a show, I have to be here to do the show.
Yeah. There's some truth to that.
I feel well enough to remain sitting and to run my mouth when necessary. So, that's something.
That's true.
I mean, that's what we do here. This isn't nearly as exhausting as what I was doing before I came here, which is working at my other job.
Oh, right.
Just standing on your feet, running around, back and forth.
Yeah, I see.
But I could not be that sick.
I'm sorry?
I could not do that sick.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I have to say, I definitely would not want to be here if I was sick. If I was feeling sick, at least. You know what I mean?
Well, last year, I was sick for almost an entire month with some sort of flu-like thing that just refused to go away. And it was because of my work schedule, right? I worked 5 days a week then, and on my days off, I would begin to recover and then feel better, and then it was right back into hardcore working where I would get 56 hours over the course of those 5 days and exhaust myself and become sick again.
Mm.
So it took me forever to defeat that. But yeah, I worked the entire time. I was the only one of us who got sick who didn't miss a shift of work, and that was just because I couldn't. Same reason my boss there is aware of all of this, and yet I'm still working. She hasn't been like, oh, no, you have to go quarantine for 10 days. Like, bitch, can I please go quarantine for 10 days? I have so much stuff I need to do. Being in quarantine for 10 days. It's not that I don't want to work. I think that's pretty clear. But it's that I have other work I need to do, and I need time off from work to do the other work I need to do. And it would just be very convenient if I did happen to have COVID-19, thereby getting myself 10 days off of work.
Right.
Would you get paid the whole time?
I would, in fact. I don't believe I deserve to get paid the entire time, but I mean, that the company wants to pay me, and I'm okay with that. We had people who went into quarantine because they hugged someone who ended up getting tested positive a few days later, right?
Yeah, that sounds like abusing the system.
Yeah. That's not what I would be doing. And I mean, even then, I'm still going to work. But until she tells me, no, this is too much, you're clearly too sick, I'm just going to keep going to work.
Maybe just go pay for a test, and then if it says positive, they have to.
I don't want a test, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to either.
I've been tested, so it doesn't bother me that much, but I was tempted to get tested again, but then I'm like, well, that will affect me, and I had somebody else say, don't do that. What if you do get the test positive? And I'm like, yeah, you kind of make a good point. I'll wait until there's more confirmation that somebody else I've actually been in contact with, you know, for more than 15 minutes comes down sick.
I mean, given the way all of this played out, it's a given that I have COVID-19 at the moment. I don't think I don't see testing being any necessary for confirmation of that.
If I'm not mistaken, you're supposed to be in a room for more than 15 minutes with somebody who has tested positive for COVID. That's like...
And Michael Hampton sat in that chair throughout a three-hour episode of Free Talk Live a day or two before testing positive.
Yep, this is true.
And
this
I sat here across from Mark a few
We've
days ago.
We've all been around each other about people who probably had COVID. So there's a good chance we're all getting it, whether we like it or not. And this includes, even before I came into the studio today, I'm thinking, you know, if they had it, I'm probably going to get it, and there's nothing I can do, even if I didn't show up. So
you can eat garlic and broccoli. That's what our vegan neighbor has been telling me, and that's what I've been doing.
That's the pseudo...
Yeah.
I'm the least sick one right now.
Yeah, homeopathic or whatever they call it. Solution to COVID.
I don't know, but Mark certainly got sick, and the captain certainly got sick. I haven't spoken with the captain. I don't know how he's doing. Mark is recovering, but he's still not feeling 100%. He probably won't be on the show until Saturday, which leaves me trying to figure out what in the hell I'm going to do about Thursday and Friday night's episodes, considering, you know, I work those nights. And clearly, unless I, you know,
Yikes.
End up on a ventilator in a hospital, my boss is going to be like, Arya, come on, we need you. Let's go.
Yeah.
I spoke to Captain today, and he said his crappiness level is medium to high. And it's been a while that he's been sick. He's been sick for like a week, and he's still really sick, so.
Yeah, I think it was last Friday was the day that the red alert got put out, and I told my boss, I was like, hey, I gotta go. I'll be back. But yeah, so that's what's happening here at Free Talk Live. All of the first chair hosts seem to have gotten COVID-19. But hey, I'm here, and I'll be here tomorrow. And wait, what is tomorrow? Tomorrow is Thursday?
You know, yes. Technically, not everybody has had COVID-19, except at least one person.
That's the first chair hosts.
First chair hosts, I mean, except the one problem is that the government is throwing one of those people in a cage, currently.
Excellent.
He cannot host.
We have news on that. His attorney has filed an appeal, and I think Bonnie has that document for us to check out. We're coming up. We're going to update you on what's going on with one of the Crypto Six, because it's big news. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Bonnie,
and Chris.
And I'm giving out the number because we successfully tested the dump button. In fact, Westwood One reported they heard no mention of a cat whatsoever. And that's good news. That means we can actually take calls again, and if they slip up and shout an expletive, we won't be broadcasting that out to 200-ish radio stations. So, the reason all of this is necessary, the reason, you know, that I'm rerouting cables and putting things back together and installing the software that we need in order to do this is because on March the 16th, government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Aria DeMesso, myself. I was the one who wrote this, so that's kind of weird. Renee and Andy Spinella and Colleen Fordham. The Crypto Six were then arrested and taken into custody, and Ian Freeman and nobody remain in custody. What can you do to help? Check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to the Legal Defense Fund because these charges aren't a joke. It's going to take a serious legal team and many experts to protect the Crypto6 from further aggression from the state. This case will likely set precedent that will affect the world of crypto for decades to come. Help us fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to the Legal Defense Fund at thecrypto6.com. Once more, thecrypto6.com. Let's go to the phones, though. We've got Dave calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. Best wishes on a speedy recovery.
Thank you.
And I have an action item, ways people, something people, can, something people, folks, or someone, any one individual could probably do to help the Crypto Six.
Okay. What's that?
So up until about 2013, in New Hampshire, we had a thing called mailtojail.com. It's no longer active, I think. But the idea was that you could just email someone and they would snail mail your email to the prison, basically, or the jail, and it dramatically increased the amount of mail we were able to get to our political prisoners.
Oh, I like that.
Now, that went away partly because our number of political prisoners dropped pretty significantly between, you know, the 2010 to 2020 was pretty calm. And nice, but now we're back
off to a smashing start, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
are
it's
you
not
thinking...
just the Crypto Six. There's a lot of other arrests that have been happening. I think there were two people arrested in Nashua City Hall for just trying to enter the City Hall and do city business.
That's correct, except they're not in a cage.
Correct. Not yet.
No, this is true.
There are also the White Rose people who were arrested for posting anti-lockdown stickers around City Hall.
Were they arrested?
All this other stuff.
Yeah, they were.
That to me is something absolutely worth discussing. I mean, these people put up stickers, and they were charged with a crime.
We have the sticker police now.
And these stickers are made to be removable. They're not like an actual act of vandalism. You can just pull them off.
Yeah, they're not very sticky.
They need
stickers.
To claim that they peeled paint off, which seems hard to believe because they will even wear off on their own after a couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, obviously
remove
them
right
wrong.
Here. It's basically just a thin piece of paper with some very... Yeah. Unsticky stuff on it.
I would be interesting to see this supposed evidence in the courtroom that there was actual damage.
$33 worth of damage, apparently.
But probably they're being charged over
$33 worth of damage?
Yeah,
allegedly.
It's that ridiculous. But the thing is, they're probably going to get somebody up on stand to testify to that, as opposed to like take an actual picture to show that there was actual damage. And you know they're going to lie about it.
Well, of course they are. They're cops. That's what they do.
Even if it was a really sticky sticker, that just means that you didn't use the correct method of taking it off. Goo Gone isn't
right.
going to take paint off of a mailbox or whatever it was.
Then the next thing that's kind of humorous is, did they take the other stickers that were on that same thing that they peeled off? Because there were other stickers on there.
So mailtojail.com, Dave, are you planning on resuming that?
No, I can't do everything. I'm full up. I'm spending a lot of time on the Crypto Six thing, but I can't add that to it and still get the stuff done that I've promised to do. So we need someone to reestablish mail to jail in some form or fashion. At the moment, I have set up a thing at there's a link at forum.shiresociety.com. It's a post where I'm trying to track, you know, how you can snail mail people.
Okay. Question, are you the owner of mailtojail.com, then?
No, that was run by two different people, one after the other, you know, in the 2010 era.
Okay. So the domain presumably is up for grabs, or is it still registered to someone?
I mean, you could register another domain. The real thing is the code for it behind it, I would think.
No, see, I imagine someone was just receiving emails to a particular email address.
So there's a contact form, maybe?
Basically printing them out. Yeah. That's what I would assume.
That would be just as good.
Yeah, it doesn't take anything
particularly
demanding to make this happen. You just have to have a volunteer willing to print stuff out and mail it.
Yeah, that's true.
Another thing that Dave posted at forum.shiresociety.com is a list of media outlets you can contact about the story, which I've had that on my list of things to do, like, since I saw that you posted that, Dave, but I just haven't gotten to, like, emailing them all.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, good. That's great. It's good to see follow-up.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Dave. Keep up the great work out there, man. It's heartwarming to know we have so much support pouring in from all across New Hampshire. I mean, especially here in Keene, but it was a given that it was going to be here in Keene.
There is. And I just, you know, I haven't said this yet on this show, but I went out yesterday to a new movers party in Manchester and sold a bunch more T-shirts. In fact, I accidentally sold out of T-shirts, and I apologize for this, but there may be another delay in getting T-shirts out to people who placed orders online, because I think I sold too many of the T-shirts, and now we don't have – there may be some delays there as a result. He's like, I should have shipped those T-shirts to people who already placed the orders, and I was just so on top of trying to sell these T-shirts that there may be some delayed orders, unfortunately. Okay. But there's been also...
I have one from you, and I have one that Marla made. I love hers. It's got glow-in-the-dark.
Oh, yeah, hers are cool.
And mine has a little Easter egg that no one else has.
Yeah, I think you left some here for me, too, somewhere. So I'll have to grab those today. But there's been also donations coming in from other sources, too, that we haven't really been talking about, just online through thinktank.com with people wearing T-shirts and things like that. I'm not giving a name out here because I don't know that the person wants to be
identified.
Sure. But there was a $1,000 donation that came in yesterday, I think.
Oh, thank you.
It was today. Thank you. I want to say thank you to that person. And there's been lots of other smaller donations as well. So
the good news is I'm currently waiting on confirmation. I've been, you know, working on the show, so I haven't checked my email, but I believe I've retained a private attorney, a cryptocurrency attorney, in fact.
That's important.
So if that is the case, I will obviously make that announcement and, you know, let people know. But still, retaining the attorney is only the first step of this, and it's going to be very expensive. It's going to be a very long, long, drawn-out process.
Oh, definitely.
My current attorney estimates, you know, 12 to 24 months at the earliest before this goes to trial. And then, then a trial that will last probably 60 days. Who knows, man? 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. You can talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is selling his sweeping infrastructure plan.
It's a once-in-a-generation investment in America. Unlike anything we've done since we built the interstate highway system and won the space race, decades ago.
Biden saying he's open to debate and compromise with Republicans. Severe weather continuing to hammer parts of the United States. Anyone around Little Rock, Arkansas is warned to take cover as the threat of tornadoes remains high. Severe weather is forecast in the southern United States with a tornado watch in effect for parts of eastern Texas, northern Louisiana, and much of Arkansas until 8 o'clock Central Time. Nearly 1 in 5 Americans are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. That's according to the latest data from the CDC on Wednesday, showing more than 64 million people have received all of their shots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The primary causal factor for this traffic collision was driving at a speed unsafe for the road conditions and the inability to negotiate the curve of the roadway.
That's Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva giving an update on the cause of Tiger Woods' crash earlier this year. Villanueva continues.
Estimated speeds at the first area of impact were 84 to 87 miles per hour, and the final estimated speed when the vehicle struck the tree was 75 miles per hour. There were no citations issued, and there are no signs of impairment. I know there are some saying somehow he received a special or a preferential treatment any of some kind. That is absolutely false. There was no signs of impairment. Our primary concern once we, obviously at the scene of the collision, was his safety.
A Tigerless Masters begins in Augusta, Georgia on Thursday. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow ticking up 16 points to close at 33,446. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Bonnie.
And Chris.
And I have got to remember to make a note to call Rogers Campground because I'm not letting this stop me. I'm still running for city council this year. And
really?
Yes. Still running for
city
council.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think, I know what you're going to say to this. I think it's going to be Aria DeMezzo, let's raid the government together.
Oh my God, that's great.
And Aria DeMezzo, let's kick in the door of the government.
I think it needs a little bit of rework, but I love the messaging.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you would be against it. Okay, I'm pleasantly surprised. Yes, I am still running for city council, and I'm also still going to ForkFest, and you can join us. I got to remember to call Rogers Campground, though. But it's June the 28th through July the 4th for ForkFest 5 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. And there's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees there with the unofficial Telegram and the unofficial forum. You can find links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Free Talk Live will be there, of course. Are you going this year?
Absolutely. I've been every year. I do believe. I don't think I've missed it. I have missed some of the days that ForkFest was occurring some of the years because I had conflicts, but I've been to every ForkFest.
Okay, awesome. Bonnie, I imagine that's a bit too far out for you to be planning, but do you plan to attend?
Well, if Ian can't go, then I really don't want to. I think that'd be way too depressing.
Yeah, I could see that. But, I mean, everybody there would support you. And
yeah.
It would be very friendly.
It would be such a great, you know...
It would be a shame for you to miss out on all of that love and support.
It would be. And, you know, it's actually probably a kind of important or a good thing if you did go. I'm just thinking, like because you do have all these people who are there to support you and Ian, and you would be supporting Ian by going, I think.
I tend to agree with that.
You know?
But I mean, it's ultimately your call.
Yeah, it's absolutely your call.
Obviously. We're not going to drag you there, boy. All right, Bonnie, you're at ForkFest.
We're not violent like the government is violent.
Yeah,
we're not going to raid your place and put you in handcuffs and take you to ForkFest. Although that would be a fun time. We're not going to do it.
Oh, my God. That would be so entertaining. But yeah.
Just kidnap someone and like take them to ForkFest here.
It would be entertaining, but yeah, it does cross a boundary even if it's for fun.
Well, I mean, if they knew it was a joke, right, it would probably be okay. But
it would be like holiday in handcuffs.
Yeah. So updates on the Crypto Six. Of course, we've been talking about that a lot lately. You should expect a lot more of that discussion to continue, by the way. So we broke the news when Ian Freeman was denied release. He was ordered detained until trial. His attorney, according to the public documents, has now filed an appeal of the detention order. So let me see where to begin. The court found that Mr. Freeman's, quote, substantial assets support a finding that he is a flight risk. It appeared that most of Mr. Freeman's assets are in the form of various cryptocurrencies, which would be difficult for the government to track and could be accessed from anywhere. Now, this was one of the reasons they laid out to order him to be detained, because he has...
It's so ridiculous. They're accusing him basically of doing Bitcoin. Bitcoin is not anonymous like Monero is. And that was most of, like, what he would have been dealing with as far as the church's vending machines and so forth.
Well, to their credit...
It makes no sense.
To their credit, they did say it would be difficult for the government to track.
That's
not
true.
Impossible.
He didn't say impossible. I guess that's a true statement.
But do rich people usually get denied bail just because they're too rich? That seems like an awful precedent to set.
It sounds like an absurd precedent.
It's not because he has too much money. It's because too much of his money is in cryptocurrency. That is what they allege according to this indictment. I mean, that's really what we just went over.
Does that mean if somebody has currency in euros in a European bank account that they can't be released on bail because they might, you know, because the government doesn't have access to it?
I mean, it seems
so absurd.
The court acknowledged that Mr. Freeman has lived in New Hampshire since 2006, but still the court found that he, quote, lacks meaningful ties to the state. The court noted that he has traveled out of the country regularly in the last few years and that his parents live in Florida and his sister lives in New York.
I thought that part was the most, oh my God, so annoying part. He, like, doesn't talk to his parents at all. He's talked to his parents one time since I met him, and he doesn't talk to his sister at all. He's talked to his sister one time in, like, a decade.
Yeah, I remember that. She sent him an email or something.
He's actually talked to his parents more than I've talked to my parents.
I think he
calls his mother on Mother's Day or something like that.
Okay.
He didn't this year, but Mother's Day... Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You know,
it's some sort of holiday, because he did it while we were on our way back from ForkFest last year.
Did he?
Yeah.
I've never seen that. You know what's also strange about this is the guy doesn't even like leaving the state. You know,
he
hates leaving the state, let alone the country, but he does occasionally. He has occasionally. And if you look further back than that, I think he's literally left the state maybe three or four times in, like, the last 5 years.
Well, he's left the state a fair bit to do conventions and stuff like that.
It's been, like, once a year, maybe?
I don't know. He's gone to Talkers, like, every year for the last several years, and that's a trip
maybe
out of state.
Maybe twice a year out of state, then?
And if you count Vermont and Massachusetts, which there's really no reason to.
Okay, I wasn't counting. He's been to Vermont to get to northern New Hampshire or something like that. I travel, before COVID, 12 times a year. At least, that's just like going to conferences. Like, the idea that this guy travels, like, out of country frequently is just so ridiculous.
Well, they noted that he traveled to Japan and Mexico in 2019 and to Mexico in 2018 to 2017. That was an Acapulco for Mexico trips, without a doubt.
That's actually a few more trips than I was thinking. But that is also over a period of a longer period of time, too.
But the most recent one is also from 2019, meaning that he spent the entirety of 2020 in the United States.
Yeah, right.
So they went on to say at the hearing, that's not important. The court considered, quote, the length of the potential sentence and noted that at least one of the charges carries a mandatory minimum of 10 years and maximum penalty of a life term. It also looked to, quote, the weight of the evidence against Mr. Freeman and found that the weight of the evidence is strong and guides the court toward an inference that Mr. Freeman's risk of flight and danger to the community is significant.
I want to know when the FBI, you know, goes after somebody, when is the evidence not strong? Like, the FBI doesn't go after you if they don't know that they can get a conviction. Like, it just, this idea that, like that is ever not the case.
Sure they do. The FBI has gone off after all kinds of people and then not got convictions.
It's usually only when they've gone after people,
I mean, what you're basically saying here is that if the FBI goes after you, you're therefore guilty. You realize that's
pretty much what you just said. That's not quite what I'm saying. I'm saying that they have done extensive investigations, and that's basically what they were saying is the weight of the evidence, I think. So it isn't always the case. I'm just saying it usually. So the FBI tends to select targets to go after. There are occasions when that's not the case where they've raided, like, thousands of places. Like, you know,
I mean, let's talk about the previous raid of the studio here.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, how could
that was unusual.
Who was here for that? Sit there and say they don't go after someone.
I didn't say they never do it. I'm saying it's usually they do extensive investigations.
I would even say the word usually.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is a different difference of opinion, I think. But
I mean, there have been two raids on the Free Talk Live studio. One was absolute nonsense related to child pornography or something, from which there were no charges whatsoever.
Right.
One led to an arrest. So at best, they're 50-50 with having the evidence they need to justify their actions.
As far as
and that's assuming
here goes, but I don't necessarily think that's the case overall.
We know they're reaching because they're bringing up the world passport, which we're going to get into.
Oh, for sure, they're reaching. I don't think anybody would disagree with that.
Getting back into this appeal momentarily, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160, that's the phone line. You can call in, you can join us, talk about anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. As always, you can take control of the airwaves, 603-283-6160. That is the call-in line, 603-283-6160. I'm starting to be concerned that we've gotten Bonnie sick over here.
Second time around.
So, yeah. I mean, from what I understand, you can't really develop an immunity to COVID-19 any more than you can develop an immunity to the cold. But I don't know, never having had COVID-19 that I'm aware of.
Who knows? I think I just, like, choked on spit just now.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
It wasn't COVID.
That's what, you know, I'm bad about that, too, and or, like, allergies or whatever. I hate having to, when I'm out in public, if I sneeze or something like that, it's fine, it's just allergies, don't run off screaming or something like that.
I wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't.
I would just be like, yeah.
But people
if they're worried,
are weird,
they can run away.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Steve calling. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you got to stop sneezing in the studio. That's really key.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The reason I'm calling is because I'm an accountant. I have a tax practice both in Manchester and in Plymouth. And there's two questions that we're forced to ask all of our clients this year. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but I'm sure you probably are. The first one is, have you engaged in any transactions involving virtual currency in the last year? And the second one is whether or not you've got any control or ownership of any foreign financial accounts. So they are doing everything they can to try to locate and basically harass people that have cryptocurrencies.
Oh, yeah.
If people don't understand that, they better wake up, because one of the things that's happening is, you guys were talking about the FBI and, you know, what they engage and what they don't. Well, just look what they did to Carter Page, and look what they did to several other members of the Trump administration with the bogus charges, absolute bogus charges that they all knew were bogus charges right from the outset. And let there be no doubt that this is a corrupt agency today, and it's just it's disgusting where they're going. It was once a very revered institution. Not today. Not today.
The IRS?
No, the FBI.
I mean, FBI has been corrupted, has been shady, it has been evil since they were blackmailing Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what kind of reputation you think they had, but I guess you could say they had a good reputation, but that doesn't necessarily mean they were actually, you know, good people doing good things.
No, I mean, you look at Mueller; his career is just a career of absolute corruption, and to think that now. They're asking us as accountants to try to keep tabs on anyone that's got cryptocurrencies. It's appalling to me.
What are you advising clients to do in regard to this? Because I have a friend who's actually attempting to file all of his cryptocurrency gains and stuff like that, and it sounds like it's just a nightmare of an experience for him.
You can't do it. It's just not possible.
Well, the problem is that the cryptocurrency is not considered currency in the normal sense, like money. And so they're trying to tax it for capital gains. So, you know, you bought Bitcoin at $6 and now it's, you know, 50,000 or whatever it's at. And, if you sell it, they want to tax it as capital gain.
So the IRS is asserting that virtual currencies are not currencies and that they are, in fact, assets?
Yeah, it depends on which government agency you ask. They'll interpret it differently. And that's how come they can charge, you know, the crypto six with crimes,
well, see, that's
currency
what's,
crimes, but then they'll also interpret it as an asset under tax regulations.
That's why the crypto six thing is so important, because it's going to force the government to make a decision.
At least in regards to certain contexts.
Yeah, so with it not being viewed as a currency, like gold or like money, they can assess taxes upon your transactions. And if you don't answer the question honestly, you are now, and you submit a tax return where you've answered no to it, and somehow it later comes out, now you've lied on a tax return, and they can literally throw you in jail for God knows how many years.
What happens when you don't answer the question and you simply submit your tax return without the question being answered?
They will not allow us to electronically file a return unless those two questions are answered.
Okay, so what happens when I don't electronically file and I just fill them out the paper and I send them a check?
Yeah, if you fill out the tax return, I got to be honest with you, I haven't even looked at that. Whether you can file the return without answering those questions, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the. I'll look that up and I'll get back to you guys tomorrow on that.
Excellent. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Steve. I mean, it's.
They're trying to get you to basically testify against yourself, and you're supposed to have the right not to testify against yourself.
Yes. Well, in general, filing taxes at all is testifying against yourself.
You're right. It's true.
Can anybody explain to me where the government has the right for any cut of money if you bought Bitcoin and then it went up in price, like, and you got capital gains? Does any normie out there, like, can you explain to me why, like, a really good explanation of why somebody should owe the government because of that? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's because the government has guns, and the government said to. Ultimately, that's all it comes down to.
Think about it this way. The government's basically, it's no different than any other criminal gang, right? They're basically just threatening violence against people and telling them, pay up, right? I mean, that's all it is.
Yeah, I can't disagree. Moving forward with this appeal from the attorney of Ian Freeman. Mr. Freeman, the court also looked to the weight of the evidence. I think we discussed that. The lengthy potential sentence and strong evidence create an incentive to flee and weigh in favor of detention. The court noted that Mr. Freeman's arguments concerning his mental health, physical health, and criminal record, yet held that these factors are at best neutral and are outweighed by the factors favoring detention. I would argue that mental health is a very important one and shouldn't be so easily dismissed, but hey, I'm not the court. The court stated that Mr. Freeman's significant financial assets and their unique accessibility, lack of strong ties to New Hampshire, foreign travel, and potentially lengthy sentence, as well as the weight of the evidence against him, established that he has both the means and incentive to flee.
they need to explain where he has ties to, if not New Hampshire, because they need to be able to prove that he has ties to Florida or whatever more than New Hampshire, because that's just asinine.
I mean, and the crazy thing is, he's literally a minister of the Shire Free Church, so he has ties to this community. He also has other ties to this community. He has a girlfriend. You know, is a family, you know, is that, if that's the thing that's supposed to be, like, the tie to the community, well, he has that, and if I'm not mistaken, you're in New Hampshire, right, Bonnie?
Yeah, and I'm not going anywhere, and I live here. This is where my credit cards, this is the address, my credit cards and stuff like that, you know, this is where I live. This is where I'm now employed.
The detention order states that Mr. Freeman was aware of the investigation into his activities, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
However, he was undeterred by law enforcement's inquiries and, based on the timeline in the record, continued to engage in such activities and encourage others to do so.
You would have to believe what you're doing is actually criminal in order to be deterred. If you don't believe that what you're doing is criminal, and it turns out it's not criminal because you're willing to fight it, that's how does that get used against you? Like, this is absolutely insane. It actually is, it evidences his favor, not the government's.
The court held that the, quote, operation clearly poses a danger to the community by enabling fraud and economic harm. It then found that the government met its burden of proving by clear and convincing evidence that the defendant poses a danger to the community if released. The next section is just about the possible release conditions that Ian's attorney and the court had been working out if he could be released. I mean, Ian apparently was essentially willing to agree to house arrest for the most part, it seems.
He told me on the phone that if he had to be trapped in his room and I just took care of him, then he would do it.
I mean, no one wants to be in jail. Better to be trapped in your own bedroom than trapped in a jail cell.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
Imagine that's, you know, the way Ian is looking at it. Freedom shouldn't be relative, but sometimes it just is.
Yeah, and you know, the crazy thing about this is nobody's been convicted of anything, remember? So effectively, you know, this whole innocent, you know, until proven guilty thing is just, it's like brainwashing. It's like elementary school level brainwashing. You know, they've basically already convicted him of something because he's already in a cage. And then what happens if they do decide
he's not
guilty?
Well, let's not say they basically already convicted him, because they haven't.
I mean, okay,
but they
fine.
Are treating
they
him
have,
as though
right.
they have convicted
and,
him.
And he doesn't get that time back if they release him because he's found not guilty.
Right. None of the time we've lost on this is ever coming back. I mean,
yeah.
Whether we like it or not, the government is taking our time from us, and it's time we'll never get back, even after all of this is dismissed and we're all resuming our normal lives.
Yep.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.